This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Last week, Politico had a story, and the title was, I want to be in the Trump Party, GOP rides voter registration surge in key states. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, 855-839-1210. Since 2016, Republicans have netted nearly seven times as many registered voters in Pennsylvania as Democrats. Here to talk about it, the man who knows Pennsylvania better than anybody and the man who helped Donald Trump win Pennsylvania in 2016, David Urban, is president of American Continental Group, senior advisor, Trump for president. David, welcome back to the show. How you been?
Hey, Rich. Good, man. How are you? Thanks for having me. Thanks for doing all you do all the time. Smartest man in Philly.
I appreciate you saying that, brother. Thank you very much. This voter registration stuff, this is amazing. People don't talk about this. You hear a lot about polling data, but you don't hear about this.
Yeah, listen, Rich. So we're doing incredibly well across the Commonwealth, incredibly well. Especially out in the west of Harrisburg. The numbers are growing. Cambria County, Westmoreland County, lots of big counties out there. I think Cambria County flipped to be a Democrat first time in the history. So it's important. It's things that will bear a lot of fruit for us come election day. And we're really optimistic. I think the president asks me all the time, say, what do I think? I am more optimistic today about Pennsylvania than I was at the same point in time in 2016. That being said, there are two ways to run a race, Rich. Unopposed and scared, and we're not running unopposed. So I we're running scared. I like to run scared. President doesn't run scared. President's not scared of many things, but it's good. Things are going well. Things are actually going well. Feel pretty good. I mean, Rich, what I see. People, peaceful protesters marching through the streets, quote, peaceful protesters with air quotes, marching through the streets of Philadelphia, chanting death to America. something's wrong. And I like our chances.
Yeah, I agree with you, David. And I also agree with your point about the only two ways to run, scared or unopposed. I say that all the time. What do you think the impact will be on the federal judge's ruling yesterday that Governor Tom Wolf's lockdowns were, in fact, unconstitutional, especially since Joe Biden has said he would absolutely shut down the country again?
Hey, listen, I mean, I just want to know, the vice president says, I'd listen to my scientists. Who are scientists, right? Like, where is he getting the facts from? I'd like to know who says shutting it down makes things better. Shutting it down has very real costs. I mean, your listeners are smart people. There are opportunity costs to shutting down the economy, not just for financial costs, but a health cost, right, Rich? I always say this, when the country was shut down, how many people were missing out? How many women were not going to get their mammograms? How many men weren't getting colonoscopies or their prostate exams? How many people were missing out on things that now resulted in cancers and deaths and things that have real health consequences downstream, not just economic consequences, but health consequences. I always, talk to people about what's the health versus health consequence of keeping things locked up? Mental health. There's so many things that go into quality of life, being locked up, being fearful, living in that kind of the bubble that we all have done for so long has a real health impact. And just like there's a cost to staying open, right, in terms of the spread of COVID. There's a cost of staying closed, a real cost of healthcare in terms of bad outcomes that people don't talk about. And so Governor Wolf, I know we know is wrong when it comes to closing things down. You know, the nursing home situation was a total debacle. If you look at Pennsylvania's death rate in the nursing homes, it was terrible. The governor just did, like, he blew it. The governor blew it. And I think in the long run, people in Pennsylvania will come to recognize that more and more, just as this federal judge has ruled. The governor's blown it in a couple counties, fortunately, out west. Hopefully we'll see that. We'll see. You know, there's a bill, I think, moving through the Pennsylvania State House right now about, high school sports, playing sports, playing some football on Fridays, and things moving through. And hopefully there'll be enough Republicans to override a Wolf veto and Pennsylvania start getting back to some normal.
David Urban.
Rich, your listeners are smart. You can do safe, but you still do open. It's not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Let me ask you this, and David Urban joins me. He's president of American Continental Group, ACG Consultants, ACG-consultants.com, a premier bipartisan advocacy firm in Washington. Of course, prior to that, he's a graduate of West Point, and he is a war hero, and he's also the former chief of staff to Arlen Specter. So you know the state of Pennsylvania, and that's why you helped the president win in 2016. So let me ask you this. Do Pennsylvania voters think to themselves, I'm against Tom Wolf's shutdowns. I'm against the fact that Tom Wolf won't let local school districts have a say in whether or not they stay open. Does that translate to a Pennsylvania voter in a vote for Donald Trump, even though they're mad at Tom Wolf? In other words, can they make that distinction?
Yeah, I don't know, right? I mean, you know, I think that it's a cumulative, effect, Rich. I think things like those are cumulative on personal liberty, right? I don't necessarily know if it's Tom Wolf. I think two things are big at play here. First, you have the kind of the backlash on personal liberty because of the COVID crisis, assault on personal liberty. Number one, that's first. And then secondly, you have an assault on personal liberty because of the Black Lives Matter protesters in Philadelphia and others. I'm not sure who it was. Others, I will say, chanting death to America. You see the people being accosted at the protest in Pittsburgh, the diners sitting on the sideline, people coming up to them.
Awful.
Bullhorns and smashing glasses and just intimidating them. So I think it's a cumulative effect of people watching on the evening news and seeing across cable news these images, and they're not in Portland, they're in their own state, they're in Pittsburgh, they're in Philadelphia, they're in Lancaster now, right? You see the incident with this police officer. It's a horrible situation, and then people protest after that. I'm not quite certain what police officers can do that won't get protested. It is almost mind boggling. You see the video of this obviously disturbed person with a knife running at this police officer, going to assault the police officer. The person has a history of, deadly assaults with a knife. Police officers running the other direction. I mean, and then there's protests afterwards. I'm not quite sure what the police can do today, protect themselves, to keep the peace, that won't get protested. So I think the cumulative effect, I think voters, it's just a piece of a bigger mosaic that the people take into account when they're going to cast their ballot. There are, as you know, Rich, across the Commonwealth, an incredible, incredible, incredible enthusiasm for Donald Trump. The enthusiasm gap is the biggest thing I think I noticed this time, 2020 versus 2016. Clinton, people just had a great distaste for Hillary Clinton. I'd say that's not the case as much with the former vice president. People, I think, almost look at them with a little sadness. They remember Vice President Biden in a different state, different condition, different kind of politics than his far left politics now. And they view kind of sadly, but there's zero enthusiasm And partly that could be partly because of people know that the positions that he espouses on guns, on fracking, on health care for illegal immigrants, on all these kind of, you know, extreme radical left policies that Governor Wolf kind of mirrors inside Pennsylvania. So, you know, people are a lot smarter than politicians give them credit for, Rich.
Now, I agree with that. Last question, David, before I let you go. Yesterday, a friend of yours, U.S. attorney for our area, Bill McSwain, he said he's going to elevate charges against two people that Larry Krasner's office had been soft on. Larry Krasner, of course, is district attorney for Philadelphia. As we talk about crime being an issue in public safety, law and order, and on the streets, how much of that plays into this equation? You know, the idea that here you've got the Trump U.S. attorney who's going to go after people with tougher charges, and the George Soros financed district attorney for Philadelphia who wants to engage in, as McSwain called it, a social experiment that has failed.
Yeah, I mean, Rich, your listeners can see it, right? It play out in real time. Again, Pittsburgh's not Portland, Philly's not Portland, but yet if you look at Democratic cities across, this is not, you know, cities run by Democrats across the United States, you see it's the same kind of theme of we're not going to back the police, we're going to allow these kind of peaceful protests to kind of run amok, and people see it playing out in their living rooms. Real time across America. I think it's having a big impact. I think the Biden campaign can't come out and really take a strong stand against it because it's their base. It's their base voters, Rich. And so if they come out and take a strong stand and condemn it, then they know they're kind of, you know, biting their nose off to spite their face. But they should, the vice president, former vice president, should come out and stand repeatedly and say, look, this is just wrong. You can have peaceful protests. You know, Gandhi changed the world. Mandela changed the world. Martin Luther King changed the world. Very peaceful, completely different than what's going on now. There was no intimidation. There was no burning. There was no looting. You know, I look at this clip on YouTube from 2015 with Barack Obama using the same language, the same tone, the same verbiage about rioters and, you know, peaceful protesters, quote unquote, in Baltimore. And he was met with, you know, widespread applause. Oh, look what he's doing. Look at the strong stand. President Trump uses the language, same language, and he gets derided for it. So everybody knows what's going on here. It's politics. It's a dangerous game the Democrats are playing. I think, you know, shame on them, and they'll pay for it at the polls come November.
David Urban, president of the American Continental Group and senior advisor to President Donald Trump's reelection campaign. Thanks so much. Always great talking to you, David.
Hey, man, great being on your show. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Everybody really appreciates it.
We'll check back with you before the election, okay?
All right. Thanks, man. I'll get the president to call you.
I would appreciate it. Tell him I said hello.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.